his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're into the second hour. I want to open the phones up. I have played some of the clips I want to go over, but I want to break down exactly how they will roll out the implementation of the camps. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play a clip from congressional hearings back in the 80s dealing with martial law concentration camp plans. The toll-free number to join us on the Sunday broadcast is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Specifically, I'd like to get your take on the prospects of paying roughly double in the next few years for your electrical power. You're already paying more under the unofficial carbon taxes. The carbon taxes are they shut down their competition and you pay the insiders more money. That's a direct tax, insiders. I mean, why wouldn't big corporations come in if the people aren't aware and informed and they've got corrupt politicians, they'll do whatever they're told? Wouldn't corporations come in and shut down their competition? Of course they would. Of course they would. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Do you have a view on that? Do you have a view on Ron Paul? Next time he's on, I'll bring more of this up with him. I brought up the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and he said it is a concern. But we already have the biggest prison population in the world. We're going into a depression. Gold is at $1,880 an ounce right now. What do you expect? What do you expect to happen? What do you think these tyrants would do? They've done exactly what tyrants throughout history have done over and over and over again. So again, I want to take your calls, but have your comment or your question ready because we can move to the next person. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. Or 877-789-2539. It's a different number than the weekday show because we're still on the Genesis Network on Sundays, but we're running the entire show out of our own office, our own studios here on the Sunday two-hour transmission. Now, some of the other news that we'll get to after I finish up with the FEMA camp information and the fact that it's starting to come out in the mainstream news. First responders not welcomed at 911 ceremony. That's right, none of them are welcomed because they've been complaining about the deadly dust and what the government did to them, CNN reports. First responders decry exclusion from 911 ceremony. Only in globalist-controlled America with a K would you see that type of evil. Also, we've got the latest on Libya. We're going to be breaking down, and of course, I mentioned this earlier, but I've got to get more into it. Barack Obama cannot get Congress to pass amnesty for illegal immigrants, so now he's just going to ram it down our throats any way that he can, and he's saying, I'm just going to legalize the deportees now. We might hold felons and deport them, but everybody else, you go free. I'm going to launch wars. I'm going to shut down power plants. I'm going to have the ATF go after gun shops for laws that don't exist. I'm going to have the Air Force raid gun shops in Las Vegas. That's CBS News, Las Vegas. I mean, see, that's the thing. We've gone over the slippery slide. We were starting to go over it, and Bush 5 years ago would say, hey, I promise I'm not spying on you without warrants. I promise. Then it came out he was. And so now they just go, yeah, we're spying on you. Yeah, DynCorp runs shell kidnapping rings. Well, what's the big deal? The Marines grow the opium in Afghanistan, and we help ship it to you. What's wrong with that? Yeah, we're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Yeah, fluoride does give you a sevenfold increase in bone cancer and brain disorders increase. You know what? Yeah, your diabetes doubled the last decade, and so did your cancer, but we got white papers talking about how we're doing it to you. So what? You know, there's a football game on. Here you go, doggy. Football game. Don't worry, we're killing you. Ha-ha. Be right back.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law. And it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show Congressman Ron Paul is asked, are you concerned about the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that openly says they'll build these giant camps all over the U.S. to hold the American people? And Ron Paul says, let me read the quote here. Yeah, that's their goal. They're setting up the stage for violence in this country, no doubt about it. And he said on the show before he's concerned. But again, everything in that act is already in place. It's just like when it came out the NSA had been spying on the American people without warrants across the board, everything being filtered through spying systems at the major phone companies. They went from saying they hadn't been doing it to going, yes, we've been doing it. Congress, pass a law. Congress passed a law and just said, Fourth Amendment, who needs it? Well, Congress also passed laws saying black people weren't human. Then they said black people were two-thirds human. Then they said they were human, separate but equal. You know what? Here's the deal, scum. Hitler could pass laws saying he was the supreme ruler. I'm not following him. And the federal government can run around and pay preachers off to tell folks, go to the camp, take your inoculations. I mean, I played you a newscast, and the preachers are saying, when it's time to go to the camp, I tell you to do it. It's of Jesus. No, it's not of Jesus. Jesus didn't follow what the government said to do, and they crucified him. All the prophets, did they throw Daniel in the lion's den because he was licking the king's boots? What about the folks going to the fiery furnace? What about John the Baptist? Did Herod cut his head off because he was following his orders? Hitler's favorite verse broadcast daily on the radio was Romans 13, and German Christians just said, Heil Hitler. I mean, totally taken out of context. How creepy is it that the federal government for at least 6-7 years has been covertly training preachers to spy on their flocks and tell them to submit to government, including turn their guns in, go to camps, and take shots? And these same Christians say that Rick Perry is the second coming of Christ, even though he's a porno shop investor and everything else. Although that's confirmed. He got the expense account stuff that came out. I didn't believe it when I saw it. I went and looked it up for special type of burlesque shows with men dressed as women. But, you know, at the end of the day, whatever's going on in his personal life, that isn't really my issue. My issue is he's told little girls, it's the law, you got to take a shot, when it wasn't the law, it was a hoax, and he was paid by the company. His chief of staff and others got out there and told the public, hey, it's the law, you got to take this. And Rick Perry came out and said, it's the law, you got to take it, when they knew it was an experimental shot that had been killing people in the trials that they couldn't get approval for unless it became government mandated. I mean, that's a new level of evil. But hey, you want to be conned and manipulated? You think it's of the Lord to worship Hitler? Stalin? I mean, whatever government's put above you, it's of God. I thought it's we the people. I thought we were the sovereign. I thought we were the government. Oh, but you heard the newscast. The preacher says, we got to deal with the government's biggest problem, the people. Their biggest enemy. Well, but that's actually true. The government is run by a collection of special interests who are totally ruthless and will put dictators in over third world countries to rob the public. Do you think they'll do that here? You better believe it. But not a dictator of a single president, but of a system and of the private contractors that feed off of it. So this article is the top story at Infowars.com. I hope you get it out to everybody. Ron Paul, they're setting the stage for violence in this country. They're going to shut the economy off. The people are going to get angry. Folks that have their pensions cut, people that have their farms taken. Oh, I got another report on that. USDA signs MOU, Memo of Understanding, with Rockefeller Council of Foundations to exploit rural America and to deploy the U.S. Army and Homeland Security as the new green police. And they openly admit it's Agenda 21 of the UN. People that don't know about the Agenda 21, I've been talking about it for 15 years, and now Beck's talked about it some, and that's good. They think we're making it up. You know, when they tried to pass that Food Safety Act written by Big Pharma and Agra to shut down their competition last year, it actually said this law adopts the entire treaty of Codex Alimentarius, which is part of Agenda 21. You talk about total control. Stalin shut down the farms and ranches. They had ranches out there raising cattle in Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Poland, the dairies, the rest of it. I mean, if you study the Soviets or you study any other authoritarian system, it's a carbon copy. They are following it like a roadmap. And people are like, well, Obama, we're going to kick him out. He's got low approval ratings. You know, major studies out show he's probably going to lose the election. It doesn't matter. You think the next person who's gone through their whole career selling out the system, do you think the next person, if it's Mitt Romney or one of these people, Rick Perry, do you really think they're going to change anything? No. That's why they're all going after Ron Paul and demonizing him when they're not ignoring him, because they're scared. Because they know Ron Paul's real, ladies and gentlemen. He predicted everything that's now happening. Wasn't hard to predict it when they told the banks in 99, you can now issue, if you're a part of the Big Six, unlimited fake counterfeit instruments. And they bought up everything with it. And then when it all went bankrupt, they kept the profits. They privatized the profits and said, here, you pay for it. Socialize the risk. And they bankroll all the candidates. Perry's bankrolled by the big banks while he talks about getting rid of the Federal Reserve because he knows how popular it is. And that's the positive sign. We've gotten to the point now that Rick Perry, who is a political chameleon, a shapeshifter, is talking about, well, I'm rooting, tooting Yosemite Sam. I want to secede, and I'm shooting coyotes out in Wesley. Yeah, right. There's no dead body, but I did it. I'm rooting, tooting, tough when I'm not... Anyways, now he's like, I'm getting rid of that Federal Reserve. You don't print money till after the election, you traitors. Now let's finish up and come back with break with your calls. Let's finish up with a Bill Moyers report from PBS back in the 1980s on Iran-Contra and the fact that there was a plan to stir up riots in America and set up martial law. But that plan got nipped in the bud because Congress blew the whistle. And here's Congressman Jack Brooks being told to shut up when he asked Oliver North about it. Here's the clip.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request it. You not touch upon that, sir.
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe he was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
All right. And tragically, the only member who got close...
Oh, let's finish up with Henry B. Gonzalez.
And he was stopped by the chairman.
Yeah. Now, see, there's a lot of delusional people out there that say, hey, you crazy shouldn't be so concerned about tyranny. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It was the founding fathers. I know, evil conspiracy theorists, scum, according to our media today, and FEMA. Oh, I have FEMA on tape teaching police the founding fathers were bad. It's in my film Road to Tyranny. It was the founding fathers that said, even if you try to defend liberty, even if you do everything you can, it's very hard to keep it. Because corrupt groups form, insiders get control, they grow the size of government to expand their power. That's the big threat of government, is that it empowers the megacorporations. And that's now happened. And somehow they convinced Americans to hate what made America so great, not trusting government, keeping it small, being fiercely independent. I saw a news report last night. In fact, I meant to print this. Will you guys print it? I think it was Dallas, Texas. And what did they say in the newscast? First, I heard Kenny Rohmeyer last time on 590, a local host, talking about it. And then I went home and pulled up the newscast in Dallas. I think it was Earn and Learn. That's it. It's called Earn and Learn. And you get $20 or $40 when you turn somebody in for skipping school. And people are like, oh, that's good. No, no, no. That's the new economy. And that's just training the kids to get used to spying on people. No, that's a different article. That doesn't matter. I saw the newscast. I want to go to your phone calls now. Joe, Shepard, Don, Raina, Phil, Justin, Sky, Tim, Dave, Justin, Danny, Scott. We'll get to at least these 12 callers that are lined up. We could have 200 callers. Literally, we have a digital phone system that could take thousands of calls. I ought to do a show sometime and just shut up, where I give each caller 30 seconds and go to the next person. We could take like 500. We could take like 500 calls, or like do a marathon show. Just take thousands of calls. Just stay on the air. You have been warned. We're going into tyranny. We're going into depression. Of course, there's a giant FEMA camp civil emergency program. And I've been to the urban warfare drills. So they train to put Americans in camps. And then you get concerned about it, and they say, "Shut up, crazy man. Hey, the banks are imploding our economy by design. They're going to set up a bank of the world. Shut up, crazy man." Now it's all been announced. And how did I know all this? Why was I so right? Because they all write white papers. I bring them here to you. This is not my opinion. I'm not predicting the future. I'm reporting on what they've said their program is, their plan, their rollout. Now, I don't know exactly when they're going to roll out certain parts of it, but they've told us their rollout plan. Joe in Mississippi, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. What do you think about Ron Paul saying, folks ask him, hey, are you worried about FEMA camps? Absolutely. They want to stage a crisis.
I think if we don't elect Ron Paul, we're in deep, deep trouble. I mean, we're already in deep, deep trouble, but it seems like, the mass of people, pretty much everybody I know, supports liberty. And
what do you think of Obama legalizing all the deportees, even though it violates federal law? More and more, he's our supreme ruler.
Well, it seems like to me that we're pretty much annoying little ants to them. I mean, they could care less about us.
Exactly, but here's the issue. As unconstitutional as Bill Clinton was, or George Bush, I mean, under Obama, it is going into warp speed. And notice the Republican leadership is not saying a word, because they're all bought and paid for by the same interest. We have a super Congress now that creates the bills. I mean, that's never been in our history. We're in the middle of a takeover. What's on your mind, Joe? I'm going to stop talking at you. What'd you call in about?
It's just crazy. There's so many things that, you know, I could go over with you, but I know our time is limited. So, you know, I woke up probably about 3 years ago now, and the first time I saw your show or heard you, I was looking at an interview for Jesse Ventura. And I was like, you know, that's kind of crazy. But I saw how passionate you were, and I could tell that you were, you know, at least you believed it. So I was like, well, he's wasting a lot of time and energy, you know, putting all this out there, so there's got to be something to it. Anyway,
yeah, I went to urban warfare drills and watched the military train to break up our families and put us in camps. This is all 100% real. So shouldn't I get upset witnessing things like that?
Definitely, and I think that is actually helpful. The thing is that I know for me and people like me that aren't awake or that, you know, that aren't awake yet, this stuff is really out there, and it's
only because, listen, when Americans were informed about the world, everybody basically sounded like Alex Jones. Go study history. Americans bought this fake Hollywood football thing. They think all this new fake stuff is what America's always been. And so that's why now we're losing all the blessings. We're losing all the prosperity because the average man is not a man. You talk to the average man, they think it's weird if you know legislation numbers. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, because I've always been politically, I tried to, you know, make myself pay attention to all these dry political things. And, you know, once I saw what you were saying, I started connecting the dots. And what really, I think, started waking me up was whenever the guy got tased down in Florida, you know, the Don't Tase Me Bro guy.
Yeah, he wasn't even resisting. They tackled him.
You know,
Perry, and Kerry said, Kerry said, don't arrest him. He hadn't done anything. The guy says, I'm leaving. They tackle him and tase him for the enjoyment. You're witnessing evil. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed crazy to me. And that's what really was a switch for me, I think, just looking into that. And what I want to know is I mean, what would you do if you were starting at ground zero? You know, with no gun, no gold or silver or any of that, you know, we got a bunch of trouble coming our way.
It's easy. I would just, every time you're at the grocery store, buy a little extra food you put aside in a few months. It'll be a hoard. And I would get a shotgun, you know, regular barrel length, $300 inexpensive Winchester Defender pump shotgun. And I'd have slugs and buckshot. And then also some bird shot if you needed to hunt for squirrels and such. And then I would just reach out to your friends, family, and neighbors and try to educate them. None of us have to save the world by ourselves. We've all just got to do a little bit. Let's go ahead and talk to Shepard in Oregon. Go ahead, Shepard. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's Shepard with theintelhub.com. You're doing a great job, as usual, working hard on Sunday. I know how it goes. I just wanted to say you're right on them. Turning on the economy, and it really looks like, you know, they've looted the nation with all the bailouts. It's kind of reaching its final turning point, it looks like. And, you know, you were mentioning the power bills going up. I mean, they've been suppressing. Tesla actually came out, you know, he actually knew how to produce energy for free.
No, that's true. I've seen the patents to suck it right out of the earth, the charge in the earth. And, you know, on top of that, Shepard, I've seen the patents that General Motors had in the 60s for a 80-mile-a-gallon carburetor. So, absolutely, it's all just a complete scam. Good to hear from you, Shepard. All right, Don, Raina, Phil, Justin, Sky, Tim, Dave, we're getting to all of you. Stay with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, region fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Eject from the prison planet. Well, we can't eject. This is a beautiful world. It's our world. But evil can only thrive when we're ignorant. I've got a smattering of news on Libya. I've also got some news on the Air Force being part of a police raid on a gun shop, CBS News Las Vegas was reporting. See how just more and more? Oh, we have wars without law, without Congress. Oh, we have gun laws without laws that Obama's put in. Oh, we have carbon taxes and rules without law. We have waivers on health care to insider buddies. We have all of this unfolding. It's called tyranny. And that's the way the Fortune 100 like it. So that's the way they get it, because we let them. And they lecture us all day. Ooh, criticizing government. That's un-American. I thought that was American. Oh, getting upset, getting informed. Oh, my gosh, you're not part of the new domestic terrorist, are you? As they now brand away from Al-Qaeda onto the American people. Oh, you don't buy the ridiculous bin Laden killing story? Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. We're the government. We're here to help you. We've just been caught lying to you thousands of times. It's bizarre to question anything we tell you. No, you'd be certifiably insane if you didn't question everything this pack of criminals tells you. Rediscover your common sense. It's our only hope. Don in Michigan, welcome.
Thank you, Alex, and you're absolutely right. You can't question enough, and I've got a few points. I respect your time, and a quick question. I called you back in May. I made the mistake of using a work email to send to a radio station. I don't know if you remember, but they played my they read my email over the air, and it almost got me fired. And I have a good job. It pays me good.
So you got a bunch of control freaks that work around you who think people that have views that they don't like are bad, and they think they protect America by shutting down dissent, and instead they're destroying their future.
Yeah, and I totally disrespect the DJ because he's the one that read it, knowing he knows our company. It's a well-known company. I'm not going to say the name. But the head of HR called me a conspiracy theorist, but she said it in a respectful way. She said, that's fine. You know,
sir, now when the TSA grabs your genitals and you don't like it, they call you a conspiracy theorist. Oh, we're
absolutely
taking your farm for no reason. I don't like that. You're a conspiracy theorist. It's just a word. It doesn't work anymore. But, Don, I'm going to jump quick. What's your point today?
My point was Ron Paul. Everybody, please, if you can send $5, $10, whatever you can send to Ron Paul, please do it. And my question for you was, they had something about supporting Ron Paul, getting a list. It said a Republican list. Can I actually get a list of dedicated Republicans to knock on their door? I heard that.
Yes,
earlier.
Yes. No, they have lists at the county Republican Party level, and it varies state to state. But you can get those, Don. By the way, he raised $1.65 million. Or 1,600,000 plus, even though there was a cyber attack, confirmed cyber attack on Ron Paul 2012 website, even though they shut the website down for about 6 hours and it was a confirmed cyber attack, he did raise a lot of money. So that's very exciting. Thank you so much, Don. And again, Ron Paul isn't going to save us. He's just one torpedo in the war against the globalist. Resistance is going to save us. Asking God to lead, God to direct us. And I'm serious. People laugh about God. Oh, God, you know, what a nut. We're living on a planet in the middle of a beautiful universe. Look at all the wonderment around us. Whether you believe it to be your inner voice or whatever the case is, sit in a room, spend a few minutes every day thinking about the state of the world, and ask God to lead, God, and direct you. And you'll see amazing things happen in your life. You're not going to find God in these mainline government-paid-for churches, most of them. You're going to find God by seeking God in your spirit. And there are no atheists in foxholes. And we're in a foxhole right now. This country is under globalist attack. And at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you right now, it's about praying to God. I know that's where I get my strength, my perseverance, my lack of fear from, is directly beamed. I can feel the Spirit of God all around me. And I just feel sorry for the lost souls who can't feel it, who can't see it. All right, now I'm pontificating. I apologize. Raina in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have a question. Well, one, we supported Ron Paul last night, and we gave him some good birthday presents. But our question is, we have a seven-month-old son who hasn't had any vaccination since he was 2 months, and it may be a personal question, but we're wondering what you do with your children.
My children have never had a needle in their body. Absolutely zero. And all the other children I know that do get all the vaccines, quite frankly, act like they're mildly retarded and look completely unhealthy. My children hardly ever get sick and bounce off the walls like ping pong balls and seethe with energy. And their eyes burn with the electric light of creativity, just like old-timers' eyes do in those old black-and-white, you know, family films you see. So, my family has not been put under the globalist injector. And it's not that I don't believe in the science of inoculation. I know it's real. I've interviewed so many hundreds of top scientists over the years who document that the vaccines are intentionally contaminated. If you don't believe me, just type in polio vaccine contaminated with cancer virus, or Gardasil shot kills girls, or UN gives children live polio. Every year in every major country, it's an accident. They give them the live polio and kill them better than a hammer. It's an accident like Hitler having Jews be marched into a dirt ditch and shot in the back of the head. And so you can add the big pharma again. Bayer Pharmaceutical found guilty in France, but it was a worldwide program for at least 10 years, knew that every ampule of factor VIII had HIV and hepatitis, and they made the conscious decision to ship it out to everybody worldwide. You cannot trust anything Big Pharma does. They knew when they got Prozac approved in 81, now the lawsuits have started, that it caused massive increases in psychotic activity and suicide. It's a hallucinogen. It's get the insert. It's in the hallucinogen class. It's a fluoride chlorine molecule. I mean, a lot of poisons make you feel euphoric. But when you have a bad trip, you cut your baby's arms off. Every cop I've talked to pulls up to a house with a woman dancing around naked with butcher knives. Talked to one cop from Houston about it. They knew immediately when they went in her house that this woman up there cutting herself, they went right to her medicine cabinet. Every case opened it up. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors were all in there. I mean, it's a hallucinogen. You might as well be taking PCP. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My question is, we're an active duty military family, so he's being treated at a military facility. Is there anything, what are we allowed to say no to?
Well, number one, when you go to the military, you waive your rights and you agree to take approved, mainline, non-experimental, standard vaccines. That's around 36 different injections for an adult. But a lot of them are combo shots, so it can be up in the 50s. The, quote, boosters. But you're allowed to stand up for yourself and know that they can't give your husband or you any experimental shots, but they lie to the military and are paid by Big Pharma to actually use you as guinea pigs. Now, as for your children, this has been fought over and over again. If they try to lie to you and say you've got to take shots to be here, that is official oppression, racketeering, fraud. It's a lie. There's no law you have to take a shot. But I had 6 years ago, and it made national news when I got him on, I had the state attorney for Maryland on, one of the state attorneys, and they have this event where they reported 2,000 children and their parents had to be inoculated to go to school. And they had dogs barking at them and shots. And I got him on and I said, you never told them there was a waiver. And he goes, no, I didn't. He started laughing. And I go, do you inoculate your kids? He started laughing. He said, no, I don't inoculate them. He thought it was cute that they lied and said it was the law. He thought it was cute his kids don't take it. See, that's what these people are, psychopaths. We'll be right back with more calls.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, only got about 10 and a half minutes here. We're back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. And I want to get to all the callers, at least that are holding. So let's go to you directly right now. Let's talk to Phil in California. Phil, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just had to ask your advice about something.
Okay.
Well, basically, I'm sure that you're aware of the weekend of September 11th is going to be a lot of propaganda at football stadiums across the nation, high school, college, and professional.
By the way, it's being reported by CNN, no 9/11 first responders are allowed. The actual heroes of 9/11, because they're all angry about the asbestos and the government knowingly lying to them. That's how evil this government is, and they're going to use those heroes to make themselves look like heroes, but the heroes aren't allowed to be there.
Yes, that's disgusting. Well, pretty much I play football here at a college in California, and I was looking for a way to protest because I have a feeling they're going to be bringing out the military and spouting off about terrorists and the day the world changed and all this. And something I could do, maybe a sit-down or...
Wow, I tell you, I could talk for hours with you about different ideas. I would do something like print off a few thousand flyers with basic 9/11 facts. The smoking guns of 9/11, that's a good thing to search and pull up those 300 smoking guns and point out that they're now rebranding terrorism to domestic groups. I'd print off a bunch of copies of Fox News and AP that the number three in Al-Qaeda secretly works for the Pentagon. That's what I'd do, Phil. I would just point out that regardless of what you think about 9/11, it's been used to take our freedoms away, and that 9/11 shouldn't be a tool to kill America.
Yeah, I agree, Alex. One thing, it is going to be hard as I am going to be going through drills and everything on the field. I'd like to get out, but I'm restricted to what I can do.
Well, do this. Just get a good 9/11 documentary and make 20 copies and give it to 20 people. You don't have to save the world by yourself. It's little things that build up to big things, Phil. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Justin in Missouri. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to, everybody's talking about Ron Paul, and I agree we need to get him in office, but everybody needs to realize also that we need to put some people in the Congress and the Senate to back him up as well, because that happens in that election cycle as well.
Hey, listen, the Federal Reserve is incredibly unpopular in every poll now. Rick Perry's having to act like he's anti-Federal Reserve to try to get elected. Look at how far we've come. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, they're only a manifestation. I agree. Everyone should run on the ideas of liberty articulated by Ron Paul, and it's a winning formula. We just, and even if you don't win the first time, you're going to educate people in those debates, in those interviews, whether it's city council, water district, state legislature. Just do it.
Yeah, but I mean the people as well, to vote some like-minded folks into the Senate and the Congress to help them. You know, because as you said before, one guy can't do it all.
Well, one guy can't, but again, going back to what I'm saying, how big a manifestation is it of liberty that he was an underdog candidate 3.5 years ago, and now, any way you slice it, even AP's own analysis agrees, so does the Pew Research, that he is number one or number two. I mean, he really is the front runner right now. He is the front runner, even with the media trying to ignore him. That shows us how far we've come, Justin.
Yeah, and I've been calling my local shows here in St. Louis, and it's like, every time I tell them I want to talk about Ron Paul or Rick Perry, it's like I wait 2 hours and the show ends and they never come to me.
Well, I'm telling you, you can call in about another political issue and then bring up what you want once you get on air. This whole call screening business, I only screen calls when we've got a specific topic. And there is a talking point out there to attack Ron Paul. Most of these local talk show hosts are not government agents. They're weak-minded idiots who think if they regurgitate what CNN and Fox News say, that makes them sound real good. No, we're not talking about Ron Paul while we look at other candidates because he can't win. We say so. That's disgusting. Let's go ahead and talk to Sky in Washington. Sky, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. We're talking about FEMA, so I want to talk about this Border Patrol situation going on up here by the border. They're We had like 4 agents over in Port Angeles, that's kind of near the coast in Washington, and now they got it up to 40, and even the people that worked there, there was one agent who came out and went public and said, we're not doing anything besides driving around and trying to make work for us, because they're responding to everything from bank robberies to domestic violence situations in trailer parks.
No, I saw those articles all over the northern border. And, of course, you're up there in Washington, right on the Canadian border. All over the Canadian border, they're sending the Border Patrol to regular events, and they're building a fence up there in many areas instead of doing it in the South where it's needed, because they don't want Americans to get out during a depression. They're locking the country down where you can't get out. You can just get in. And so that's what's going on. And look, I've got an article right here out of CBS News where they just calmly report, yeah, the Air Force helped Freudian slip, helped raid a gun shop. And again, I see articles every 2 days now where Marines respond to robbery. Marines, Army running checkpoints 10 miles from base. And it's totally illegal. But it's illegal for Obama to be launching wars without congressional approval. I mean, it's very scary, Scott.
Well, they're also working with the local police departments in this program called Operation Stone Garden. It's a FEMA program or something to try to, I don't know what they're doing with the local.
Sir, they've come in with federal money that was taken from the states to begin with. They set up threat fusion centers, and I've gotten training videos from inside. I've aired them. It's been national news. And all they do is talk about in the fetters, get us out of the UNers, anti-globalists, and how evil veterans are. I mean, they actually, with a straight face, none of this has to do with Al-Qaeda. Even if you believe the fairy tale about bin Laden and the fairy tale, all of this stuff, the whole thing is about Americans that don't want foreign banks coming in like we're a third world country and taking us over. Okay? It's simple. We're being conquered. I appreciate your call. Tim in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, and I got out in the early 90s, and I have a home remodeling business here in Connecticut. And about three and a half years ago, I worked for a White House staffer who I really don't want to get anybody in trouble. I don't want to say their name. But after they found out I was a U.S. Navy veteran, they slowly confided in me for about, you know, a year on and off that I worked there. And they told me, I was informed that, yes, there is a plan for martial law in the United States. And not only that, that we will see United Nations troops in our streets. And this was right when Obama was running for, when he was...
Well, by the way, if new listeners just tuned in, I was first told this by generals and colonels we interviewed who are retired, who went to events and these speeches were given. But now it's official. NLE09, FEMA put out a press release. You just type in NLE09 that 14 countries are prepared to enter the U.S. for civil emergencies, including Mexican and Canadian troops. And then they use, quote, U.S. troops in Canada for the Olympics. So, yes, sir, what they were confiding in you is public. See, that's what's crazy. This is all public. They're just counting on the general population not going and looking this up. And again, they're doing it because the banks have taken us over. They got their people in all the positions of power and then had our government sign on to their debt. Do you understand that?
And one of the other things, one of the other issues I used to bring up, every time I said Obama, they said, Tim, it's not Obama, it's Rothschild. They are in control of all of it. It's the Rothschild family. They'd almost scream it in my face at times. They'd get so frustrated because, you know, I'm always searching for answers. And they'd give me limited information and let me read things, and then you can't take it with you, but we just want you to know.
So they seem tortured by this. I talked to a very well-known doctor. I'm just going to leave that alone. They've been on the show, but I won't say their name in association with it. And they were told by a head of state in Europe, a major head of state, a woman, not hard to figure out who, that she's very sad about the fact that once the world government's in place, that they're going to release a bioweapon and kill most of us. But that's just what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a game. Once their world government's in place, once it's in place, all of you police, all of you people that have served the system, you are not going to believe what happens to you while you're there dying with your family. I'm out of time. Great job of the crew. I'm sorry to Dave and Justin and Danny. You call me back tomorrow. I'll get to you 11 a.m. Central. Now get out there and take on the tyrants and wake up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.